Good evening, everybody. You are listening to The Harmony Coach, the CEO and founder of Harvesting Life's Lessons, where we love to encourage and inspire others to live by lending individuals a variety of encouragement. So this evening, I thank you for tuning in wherever that you are tuning in from, wherever you're listening to this podcast. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I just wanted to talk real quickly about overcoming obstacles. And one way that I have found that we can overcome obstacles is by creating change and embracing change. When I was a child, I really was able to kind of go with the flow to a certain extent. As I got in my 20s, I was definitely going with the flow, because if something popped up that was exciting to me, a concert or some whatever it was, I was there. I opened it with welcome arms. However, when I got older and into my 30s, 40s, and now 50s, I don't really appreciate the opportunity that presents itself when change occurs. Today was a day that I kind of was not really looking forward to, because it meant going to a different place at my job, my 9-to-5 job. And so I was very anxious. I was, a little disheveled. And I made up in my mind, I'm going to overcome this anxiety, embrace it, and instead of calling out sick, I'm going to embrace this. You know, new opportunities present themselves through, obstacles. Have you ever heard of the saying that when one door closes, another one opens? And that is so true. When we find ourselves full of anxiety, full of, uncertainty, and we just shut down. Many of us just don't like change, and that is okay, because we get in our routine of how we do things, and that keeps us on the up and up. I do suffer from attention deficit disorder. I've actually had it all my life, but for the last maybe 15 years, I've been on, medication that helps control it for me. Now, I am a nurse, and I encourage all of you who do have some of the same similar tendencies with ADD, ADHD, and, OCD, to definitely seek out different treatment options through your primary care provider. Highly recommend it. Can't speak on, how important it is to get in regularly to see your doctor at least once a year, if not every 6 months. So with that, I welcomed change this morning. And actually, it went far better than I had thought, which can obviously have some beneficial results, right? If we shut down when obstacle presents itself, then we are not opening up to the opportunity that same obstacle that you're full of anxiety and full of worry, you're not opening up to the fact of, you're not opening up that other door that could be presenting itself. I understand anxiety is real. I do have some anxieties myself, but I am learning, as I stated earlier, that obstacles and change can be absolutely beneficial. And you might surprise yourself with what you can accomplish. I've overcome a lot in my short 52 years, almost 52 years on Earth. And certainly it's not without failure. In fact, there is I don't know if he's a philosopher or just an author that says, you can't have, let me get back to that thought, because that thought just literally slipped out the same way it slipped in. But opportunities presenting themselves through the obstacles, you never know what your greatest potential is unless you try. Give it a go. So that's what I was going to say, is with failure, there's no success in life without failure. You have to fail first to know what it takes and the effort that you need to succeed. There's not one single successful person in business or life. There's not one single person that succeeded that didn't fail first. You know, with every day that goes by, especially living here in Florida, every day can be a different day. I often joke about Florida and, of course, Oklahoma having very bipolar weather. And certainly you cannot appreciate how good that sunshine, that vitamin D, that feeling, you know, when you go out to the beach or go out in your garden or whatever you enjoy doing outside, you don't know how wonderful the rain can be, or the stormy day, or you don't know how wonderful that day could feel without having that stormy day or that rainy, miserable day. You appreciate the sunshine, right? So with that quick thought, I just wanted to encourage you all to embrace those rainy days, embrace those brief moments of storms in your life that come to, like the Bible says, they come to try us. You know, you can't pass a test without knowing the answers or knowing the directions. You can't successfully, I mean, don't get me wrong, you can memorize. There's people that do it all the time. I personally don't like to follow recipes when I cook, because I simply don't like to cook. And by me not following a recipe, so every time I do cook, guess what? It comes out different every single time. Some days they're spot on, it's delicious. And because I didn't follow a recipe or even write my own recipe down, 9 times out of 10, if I go to try to make that same dish, you know, the next time, I'm not making it the same, because I'm not following from my past failures and writing what works down. So I just encourage you all that are listening to write things down. What works for you doesn't necessarily work for me, and vice versa. So I hope that has brought you some encouragement tonight. I'm Deborah, the Harmony Coach. You can find me at harvestinglifeslessons.com. Thanks for tuning in on today's podcast.